You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
Well, today I'm going to talk to you about choose joy. And I really started off a few weeks ago just thinking about how many people today really are happy. How many people really have joy on the inside? John 10 verse 10 says that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, the Lord, came to bring us life and life in abundance, superior in quality and superabundant in quantity. Do you really believe that God wants you to experience that abundant kind of life? Look at what John 15 verse 11 say. These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you that your word sanctifies us. Thank you that your word heals us. Thank you that your word encourages us, Father. Thank you that your word is our shield and our protection, that it's our exceedingly great reward, O Father, and we thank you for that. Lord, as I share your word today, let your people hear your voice upon my voice and touch and change hearts, O Father. And take us from where we are to where you want us to be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. He says that your joy may remain and that your joy may be full. This is what God has planned for you. You know, joy is not dependent on what's happening around you. People in the world can be happy, but it's based on what's happening. We're not talking about that. We're talking about joy that comes from the inside of man. Joy that's that fountain of life, the life of the Lord Jesus Christ that's on the inside of you, so that you can experience joy at all times. Sometimes when you look at people's faces, you think, who's happy? Or sometimes you see a smile and you ask, how long will that smile remain? Sometimes we just have to walk into a room and smile. Once you smile, it changes everything. When you go to work, when you greet somebody, smile and you'll see what will happen. Just smile at me, please, all of you, once. You look so serious when I'm talking about joy. Amen. I'm talking about a joy that remains on the inside even though you are facing difficulties. Not what's happening to you, because if you're only happy when good things happen to you, or if what you're experiencing that puts a smile on your face is based on materialistic things or the things around you, once those things are taken away, then your happiness and your joy will be taken away. But if joy is based on something that's not happening around you, you can have joy on the inside even though you are facing challenges and difficulties. Hebrews 12 says that for the joy set before him, the happiness he endured, he went through what he had to go through. So we want that kind of joy on the inside. I mean, we live in a world where there's a lot of challenges. Who have you faced some difficulties in the past week? Who have you got offended in the past week? Somebody made you sad. Who have you got offended and angry? I think for our joy to be complete and to remain, that kind of joy is something that only believers have. Because we can look beyond what we see here right now to what God is busy doing. People in the world find happiness in the things that happen around them. But you can be going through a difficult situation and still have peace on the inside. Am I talking to the right people here? Joy, happiness. There are certain cities that I've been to where people are just more angry and sad than in other places. But South Africans in general are friendly. are kind, are nice. But we have to protect our hearts. I mean, to really have joy and to be happy, your heart must be at peace. Your heart must be at peace. The enemy wants you to be sad, because when your heart is heavy, it's difficult to reach your full potential. When your heart is heavy, it's easy to get negative. When your heart is full of sadness, it's easy to complain and to murmur. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not the peace of this world. Let your heart not be troubled, neither be afraid. For I've overcome the world." When you're a believer and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a peace that gets deposited on the inside of you. Not a peace here, a peace here. It's a joy and a peace that grows because we have faith in what God has done. Listen to me, family. This is why you must be born again. Can you see why you must be born again? When you are born of the Spirit, from your heart, a rich deposit of peace is deposited in your heart, because Christ Jesus makes your heart righteous. And where the righteousness of God is, there's peace. All of heaven is flooded with the righteousness of God. That's why the atmosphere of heaven is peace. Where there's unrighteousness, there cannot be peace. That's why the devil is after your heart. He wants your heart to be sad. He wants your heart to be condemned. Revelation of the day. The devil wants to cause trouble in your heart. Because if your heart is sad, and you open your heart to sadness, then worries pop in, anxiety pop in, anger pops in, frustration. But if you guard this above anything else, and you keep the peace, even though there's a storm around you, you can be calm on the inside. Anybody can get sad. Turn to the person next to you and say, "Anybody can get sad." Now tell them, "Everybody can choose joy." You know, sometimes when I read the Bible and I see what certain men of God did, and how they behaved, it gives me hope. You know, like Peter or David. David, the apple of God's eye, got sad. He says in Psalm 42, verse 11, "Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul?" Who are those that talk to themselves? Let me see. David says, he says, "Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues?" You know what the blues are? Blues music. Sometimes some of you, your sadness will change if you just change the music that you are listening to in your house. Some of you want to be happy, just change the music you're listening to. Don't listen to the blues. He says, "Fix my eyes on God." He's telling him, listen, here's the answer. You want joy to return? Fix your eyes on God. "Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God." So sometimes you're going to have to make a decision just to praise God. The devil wants you down in the dumps. So even David had a low day. The apple of God's eye had sadness. But he spoke to himself very quickly and he said, listen, get happy. In Psalm 27, he said, "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." When you are sad, you can give up much easily. Some of you have resigned from the jobs God gave you because somebody said something at work that made you sad and you made a stupid decision. Don't say amen, just double blink at me if I'm talking to the right people here. When you are sad, it's very difficult to reach your full potential. When you are sad, you start to distance yourself from people. A matter of fact, you become suspicious of everybody. You sad, then when somebody smiles at you, well, they're smiling at me. Or why are they not smiling at me? You start to read meanings into people's actions that's not there. Turn to the person next to you, say, choose joy. You know, when sadness comes into your heart, you don't want to pray. Sometimes we murmur and complain like the Israelites when we are sad. When we see how big the giants are, when we see how high the walls are, then the only people that hear you is yourself and the people around you. But you need a heart that's at peace so that there can be faith in your heart that when you are praying, you're connecting with God. I think when you are sad, it's very easy to see yourself as a victim. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I'm so sad, I'm just going to eat some worms. Unhappiness and sadness is the weapon that the enemy uses to get his foot in the door. Because once you are sad, it's very easy to start to worry. And when you worry, worry invites his friends, anxiety, bitterness, jealousy. Because when you are sad, you start to compare yourself to other people. Why are they smiling and I'm not smiling? Why are they happy and I'm not happy? The enemy wants to come to steal your joy. So sometimes when you're going through a tough time, don't let the enemy see it. Just put a smile on your face and say, thank you, Jesus. Can I tell you something? What's the quickest way to get joy back into your heart? Would you like to know? Easy recipe. Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the path of life. The path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. Sometimes all you have to do is just go put that praise and worship on and start to worship God. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The spirit of worship is the spirit of Jesus, and the spirit of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And once you get into the presence of Jesus, Jesus will quickly tell you about your future. And he'll lift you up, and you'll be happy. You'll see where you are going. You might be a Joseph in the pit, but you'll know where you belong. You belong in the palace. You might find yourself in a prison, but you'll say, I know where I belong. I belong in the palace. I know where God is taking me. And when you know where God is taking you, even when you're going through a difficult situation, you can keep your joy on the inside. Am I talking to the right people here? The enemy wants you to doubt. He wants sadness in your heart because he wants to separate you from God. He wants you out of God's presence. He wants you to doubt your sonship. If you are sad and you feel separated from God, God, are you there? God, can you, do you even hear me? And he puts sadness in your heart. Let me explain it to you this way. I mean, most of us live in South Africa. We've got CCTV cameras. So let's say you're watching your house on the CCTV cameras. And here, robbers come to knock on the door. Are you going to open the door? Are you going to open the door? What are you going to do? Are you going to open the door? No, you're not going to open the door. So in exactly the same way, when sadness comes knocking on your door, heart's door, are you going to open? No. I'm not saying you're never going to get sad. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen that makes us sad. Amen? Who got sad in the past week? Let's just be honest. Let's be real. Yes. Sadness can come knocking, pushing, pressing against you. But choose the joy of the Lord. When you allow sadness into your heart, that's what the enemy wants. A matter of fact, when you allow that sadness to soak in your heart, you're contaminating your spirit. Ina. The longer you stay sad, the more contaminated your spirit becomes. Turn to the person next to you and say, get ready for the solution. Remember earlier on I said, Abraham believed and he obeyed. So if you believe that God wants joy in your heart, you're going to have to buckle up now and obey. Are you ready to obey the Word of God, what the Word of God says? Look at this. Look at this. The Bible doesn't come to condemn us, but it gives us instruction in righteousness. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5 or 6, 16. It says, rejoice when it is convenient for you. Is that what it says? It says, rejoice when there's food in the fridge. Is that what it says? It says, rejoice when everybody greets you. No, it says, rejoice always. Always. So it's a decision that you have to make. Why can you rejoice always? Because you know the end result. You know where God is taking you. So you can say, thank you, Jesus. Faith is acknowledging what you already have. If you believe that God has done it for you, you can start to rejoice. Abraham started giving glory to God, thanking God, praising God, being excited, knowing that he was faithful, calling the things as that was not as though they were. That's what you have to do. If you want joy, it takes a bit of action. Amen? Put a quality smile on your face and turn to the person next to you and say, your smile looks better than the last time I saw you. You know, when my kids were younger, I would tell them, you have a lot to be happy about. I'm going to count three, then you smile. You know, sometimes what they did is what you did right now to me. They would smile like this. When the Lord says, rejoice always, we go like Jesus. Don't do that to Jesus. Huh? He gave you a beautiful smile. Rejoice always and put a quality smile on your face. Amen. Don't let him know that he's getting to you. Let him know with that smile that you are getting to God and you are linked up with God. You know what's what the next verse says when he continues? He says, pray without ceasing. He says, don't stop praying. Can I tell you something? That's only possible in the spirit. When you are linked up with God, even when you are sleeping, you're praying in your spirit. Your spirit is communicating with God. Pray without ceasing. Do you know what the next verse says? Sometimes say thank you to the Lord. No. It says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So can I tell you something? In everything, when you go through a difficult time, thank God. Because every difficulty has got an end. I thank God this is the beginning of this difficulty. There'll be an end. I thank God that he's busy perfecting everything concerning me, taking me from where I am to where he wants me to be. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank you, Jesus, is a response from a grateful heart, knowing what God has done for you. But when we murmur and complain, God might just hear that. Because of their murmuring and complaining, they couldn't enter into the promised land. So if we are here to possess this nation for God, we need to start thanking God for South Africa. We need to say, thank you, God, that you still hold this nation in your hands. Amen. Anybody can criticize. But it takes men and women filled with peace and joy to show a more excellent way. What was that? Say amen. Amen. With joy and a smile. Family, to take this nation, they are going to frown. They're going to show their teeth. And they're going to say it's impossible. And we're going to thank God and say, Lord, with you all things are possible. Because God can move upon this nation like this and touch the hearts of people. God can touch the heart of a king. He holds the heart of a king in his hands. Do you know that? If you hold somebody's heart, you can control what happens. Ask any husband when the wife's got the heart of that man. It's going exactly. Huh? How much more powerful is God? If he holds our hearts here and people see joy and happiness, they'll come and say, what's going on there? Say, it's just the Lord. It's just the grace of God. He filled us with his joy and it's overflowing to other people's. Can I tell you something? Do you want to be a Christian? These things are not suggestions. These things are instruction in righteousness. To give thanks always. To rejoice always. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Rejoice always with a big smile. Amen. To be thankful. Amen. Because when your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, there's reason for you to rejoice. If you're on your way to heaven and God has given you another chance, there's a reason to rejoice. Think about David when he had to face Goliath. Whatever you are facing, the Goliath that you have to face right now, if sadness gripped his heart, he knew he could not open his heart to sadness for 1 minute. But he kept his trust in the Lord. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 47, he says, then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. He says, listen, you've not come against me. I'm not going to get sad. You've come against my God, and my trust is in God, and he's going to do it. So I'm going to be happy. The victory is mine. That's the instruction that the Lord gives us in righteousness. Go to Habakkuk 3. Let me just show you something. Though the fig tree may not blossom, there's no business. Nor fruit be in the vines, the deal did not come off. Though the labor of the olive may fail, there's not anointing, not even praying. And the fields yield no food, the economy is down. The rand is going up. Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, the business you got, somebody took it. And there be no herd in the stalls, no savings left. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. That's what he says. Why? Because God holds his future. We might not know what the future holds, but God holds our future. And he says, all these things, God can restore it back to me. I'm going to be happy and thank God. Because the one, number one, the person who put all those things the calves in the stall is God himself. The one who gave me the business is God himself. And if he gave it to me, he can open double doors of mercy, double doors of breakthrough, double doors of favor, and do it again. But most of the time, we're not in faith. We're murmuring and complaining about what's taken away, what we've lost. Instead of thanking God about what he's busy doing. Can I have one amen? Amen? Has it been a tough week? Turn to the person that you said was tough. Tell them it was sad. But right now I'm in church and I'm changing my face to joy. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! David knew. You know, David didn't walk onto that battlefield with bravado. He didn't have 100 mighty men backing him. He was on his own, but his trust was in God. And he said, I'm going to keep this joy, I'm going to keep this peace on the inside, and nothing is going to take it away from me. Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He says, in this world you'll have challenges, you'll have difficulties. But get happy, be of good cheer. Let joy remain in your heart. Because I've given you peace that can withstand any storm on the outside. Choose joy. Choose peace. But you know what we do? We go into a situation. We say, brother, do you want a piece of me? Not a piece of the peace in the side of your heart. A piece of me, my mind. I've opened the door to sadness, anger, frustration, bitterness. And I'm going to sort everybody out. If you go into a meeting wanting to sort out everybody, you've lost your peace and your joy before you've even started with a conversation. Turn to the person next to you, look them in the eyes and say, choose joy. Say it again, say, choose joy. The situations around me might challenge my faith, but my joy and my peace will remain. When you hold on to joy and peace, when you hold on to joy and peace, stepping stones or stumbling blocks become stepping stones. Stumbling blocks become stepping stones. Your trials that you are facing will become your triumph. Am I talking to the right people here? When you hold your joy, a trial will become triumph. The pain that you experience, God will turn that around into a testimony that will magnify His name. Tests will become testimonies. Am I talking to the right people here? Give me your best smile. Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm choosing joy. Real joy. Quality smile. Yeah, Palesa, stand up. You've got a good smile. Turn around and smile to the people. Smile. Smile at the people. Show them what a quality smile looks like. All of them, Maggie, even for all of them, they've got these quality smiles. Amen. They're addictive. So when you go into a situation, don't even give the devil this much room for sadness into your heart. You put that quality smile on your face. And if you're smiling like this, then you say, Lord, give me grace and give me a Palesa smile that I can just face the challenges that I have. Amen. So when you post this, you're going to say, hashtag Palesa smile. Amen. And just make somebody laugh. Amen. Adversities will become advancements in your life. Adversities will become advancements. But keep that smile. Amen. Keep that joy. Joy is something you have. Because God says, I have given it to you. My peace I give to you. I want my joy to remain in you, that no situation, no circumstances can take it away. But you have to guard your heart and keep that peace here, that even though there's a storm on the outside, you can keep the peace here. And we can move forward in what God has planned for us. I'm going to close with this. You can have this joy. You can have this joy because you have Jesus on the inside of you. The source of the joy. When you give Jesus the rightful place in your heart, everything will change. And you'll see God will take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. Do you want lasting joy to remain? It's an easy answer. It's a lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you assure your joy to remain. They're busy building the wall. They're busy building God's church. Nehemiah 8 verse 10. It declares that the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Can I encourage you? Chase and run after joy. Make it your assignment to be happy. When you wake up in the morning, be happy. Joy. Do something in the morning to put a quality smile on your family's faces. I don't know what that would be. Maybe it's breakfast for some people. For other people, it's coffee. For other people, it's just to wake them up. Amen. And smile. Amen. Go sing to them or do something. When you go to work and you greet people, greet them with a smile. Don't walk in there like I've had enough of your nonsense and your, you know. No, be the one to say, I'm going to show you. I'm going to have a happy, joyful day. My day is filled of joy, with joy. Yours might be filled with happiness. Whatever happens can take your joy away, but I'm going to keep my joy on the inside. Amen. Young people, can I tell you something? When you choose a partner, don't choose sour grapes. Choose happy, sweet grapes. Amen. Happy, sweet grapes that will make you happy. Not nasty, not moody, not manipulating. Amen. Happy, joyful, sweet, kind. Amen. Give them some time to see if they really have joy. If they're only happy when you give them something, what's going to happen when you cannot give them something? If your happiness is based on what you have, this is why COVID shook so many Christians, because their happiness was based on what they had. And when they lost jobs and when they got salary cuts and retrenchments, many people's faith was shaken because it was based upon what they had and not on Jesus Christ. But if you want lasting joy, it's based on a lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want joy, it starts with praying a prayer to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.